This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Thursday, March 20th. Wow-wee, man. 2025.
Look at the 20. You know what that means, man.
1 month till 420?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Potheads unite. It's the weekend's here. It already starts.
Where is he? Is he old now or frozen?
You look like, I don't know if you're the Weeknd or Uncle Drew. You one of them.
I can't tell if you're the Weeknd or a new Madea character. It's like Madea's brother.
Everybody does that now. They try the characters.
I know. That's what I was saying the other day about, I think the example I used was like, what does Lady Gaga look like just on a normal lazy day? You know. Every time he's... Madonna would do the same thing. Like, I remember...
Madge.
When she... Some movie she did that was real crappy, and she dyed her hair black for it, and then she kept it for a while.
Was that the movie where she was... it was all in Spanish, or...
Or...
A lot of it was.
Yeah, it was like something about Singapore. Am I wrong with that?
It was a musical. I might have to look that one up. I know it was a musical. Because she released songs from it that, you know, obviously charted and were hits.
Boy, she had some help from the jump, though. Think about, like, Who's That Girl? Like, that movie was about her. And, like, that was the, like, first or second album. Like, you had to have a movie.
What movie was it? I know, like...
Who's That Girl? Or the other one? I think Shanghai something. Is it Shanghai Surprise? Or is that what I had for dinner last night?
That's a sex move.
That's what I'm going to have today about 9:30 and stink up the studio.
I know she upset a lot of people in Dick Tracy because she turned.
Well, but that could have... That movie had all the imagination, all the creativity to be something like Beetlejuice. You know what I mean? Like, it could have went that cult route. And, I mean, I know it's a cult classic. I mean, I get that, but... Yeah, it was Shanghai Surprise. Look at me. Look at me.
I'll have to look that one up. Man, she looked good, like late 90s with dark hair.
Yeah.
It might have been some prime Madonna.
Don't you think, though, any natural blonde can look good as a brunette, but it doesn't work the opposite way? I know some natural brunettes that have went blonde, and their hair doesn't ever really go blonde. It goes like orange.
Yeah, it don't seem to work. I prefer the darker if I had to pick.
You know, I've... toyed back and forth with that my whole life. Because, like, when you're younger and stuff, you like blondes or brunettes.
Yeah.
You know, if you were like a ginger lover or whatever, it would, there was no, you know, option for that with the questioning. There's no A, B, or C. It was just A and B. You like blondes or brunettes.
Something about that.
I like bald headed women.
Bald women. You like, I like old chick from Wicked. Got all the earrings and bald as hell.
What a alien looking situation that is.
Big pain in the ass too, from what I hear. Evita's the movie where she's singing a lot. Like it's
Yeah. Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Yeah, that's the song.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
That's pretty good.
That's all I know of the. And that's from commercials, probably, for the movie.
Yeah.
I never saw it.
Your Death Madonna is pretty good.
I love Madonna. I am a witch.
I'm a witch.
With pointy boobies. Pointy boobies. I think I combined two different songs there together.
You might have. Dang it, I don't have that song either. I don't have quick access to it.
Don't Cry for Me, Argentina.
Yeah. Of course, it wouldn't be in here. It's too political.
Trump's hand added it to the ban list.
We don't like that song. Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Posty, quit doing the Mexico song, please.
You have to decide if you're American. Plus, why do you live in Utah? Why? What's the big deal about Utah?
We're going to trade it to Canada.
You've got guys with 30 wives, 30 wives, 7 wives, 7 sacks, and 7 sacks of kids.
You know what I don't understand is power. Like, I understand power, and now, not granted, I can't...
You talk about the show?
No. It's funny, though. You know, like, not even the splitting of atoms. I'm talking about just what power is. Like, you know, even with water, like, I get what power is, but I don't understand why, and I did not know this till all this crap, but that we as a country do not fully get our own power from our own country.
Yeah,
that is weird. Like, I never thought about how do you sell energy? Like, how do you transfer it to other people? Like, is it like crypto?
What was the Puerto Rico thing years ago?
I had a friend from there in high school.
Like during Trump's first administration, was it that they got their power from someone else, and then they tried to figure out how to sell it, or something like that?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't like that. I never understood hydroelectricity, too, so.
Well, you know what, though? I'm sitting here saying this, and then I'm thinking back to, well, energy is also oil.
Yep.
And we...
Commodities.
We don't want to use our own. We want to buy it from other places. So we're protecting the future generations of car drivers.
That's where the money's at, trading commodities.
I know.
Oil, gas, water, even.
And it's one of them things where... You can be the smartest person all day. I'm not. But you can sit there and read all the books, watch all the videos, and be like, do what?
Like, how does that work?
I'm going to do a courtesy text.
How exactly does it work? How are you making money?
If it gets after five after, it's like, you know what? Because talking about Paige, I'm not doing this to call her out. I'm just going to move away from the conversation for a moment.
Well, look, how many times did she fall asleep yesterday?
Oh, come on.
In here and in our extra meeting. To where, you know, somebody, I don't want to say who it is. Hey, you falling asleep?
Nah. No names.
Like, she's falling asleep, dude.
Well, that you know, look, when you go from this room that we're in right now, the callrob.com studio, which, again, we keep, when we're not on camera, we keep it lit like a doctor's office when he's doing a consultation to tell you the test results or something. It's very dim and very
it's like we're in Abu Ghraib or somewhere. We're about to waterboard somebody.
It's
in
like
here.
The waiting room of a funeral home that's doing a receiving of friends.
We're in Ghetto May.
But then you go into the meeting room / engineer office. I'm not sure what it's called now. And it's so bright, you know, lights in there and everything. And it's like going into a 3-hour movie and then walking outside and it's still light.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. The old green room that we would keep guests in.
Yeah.
When we were down the hall. And they literally would sit there and stare at the wall because there was nothing to listen to, eat, drink.
They wouldn't. We didn't have access to turn the big screen on for them to watch TV.
Sometimes there would be a meeting. We'd have to move them somewhere else.
Sometimes they would just get bored and overdose.
They really would, that kid. Oh, my God. We were like, hey, should we call an ambulance or a hospital truck, something?
So, no, he'll be okay.
That was the I don't want to say most worried, but probably at that time, on that timeline of the show, that was probably the most worried I was about, like, us getting in big time trouble or it being a bad situation. Like, one of our guests was doing drugs and OD'd in the waiting room.
Do you remember what else happened that morning? They were compiling donations for a big coat drive. And we put them in the same room, and they were going through it like they were at the damn jockey lot.
They were going through the...
Mamie was, you know, getting...
I'm going to have this coat right here.
That's the North Face right there.
That's a good one.
This thing right... You know how many people I can train this for?
That kid had an attitude because...
On my way. So sorry.
I forgot my...
Crying emoji.
I forgot my bra.
Still not feeling well. Was she... I didn't know...
She say that?
Yeah. I didn't know she was sick. Oh, no.
Yeah, you might want to put the kibosh on that one. I don't...
What do you mean, not feeling well?
He's trying to catch that.
I also don't want it to be like, you know, female problems and stuff, and then it's like, then I got to go to HR about it. You know what? I saw somebody the other day. It wasn't radio-related, but it was, like, business-oriented, whatever. And the last time I'd seen this woman, she was not pregnant. She was pregnant now. So I'm literally thinking about the seminars and whatever webinars that we have to, that we want to watch and learn how to create good culture in the workspace.
And we like to brush up on them.
And I was like, oh my gosh, look at you. Like that. I'm thinking, like, what am I about to say here? Now, I know she didn't just get heavy because, she's a very, very, very fit woman. And
that's borderline, though.
I know. And so I'm, like, playing those little webinars in my head. And then, so, you know, I knew she's married and everything. And I was like, you know, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this in business, but is it a boy or girl?
Oh.
And she was totally fine with it. I mean, she said, but I was like, God, that filter, though, that is...
What's the cisgen? Because they all identify however they want to when they get old enough.
I don't know. I don't know what.
You should have said, mine. What are your gender assigned?
Well,
fetus. Yes.
I mean, you know, like old me would have said, do you know who the dad is? But new me is like, plus I've, you know, stuck my foot in my mouth before with people thinking they were and they were not.
I can't be in that situation with around pregnant women.
Why? You like to watch them breastfeed.
It's oddly hot.
They're not
man.
Pregnant anymore, then, though. I get it.
But even pregnant women, like, that's a very, very, it's very attractive. Like, I kind of wish they would all do, like, naked photo shoots like Demi did back in the day.
Bless.
All right, just let me see your stomach.
The Vanity Fair cover.
It's like, please.
Yeah, that's when you knew the end of magazines was on the way out, when they literally. It became like stomach. Wheaties. Wheaties never changed in 100 damn years. They never did a chocolate Wheaties. They never did a Flintstones Wheaties. It was just Wheaties. But the only reason you...
Wasn't a good cereal.
You bought it for the cover. It was like what magazines turned into, where it's like, guess who's on the cover of People and People's Sexiest Man. And you've already seen the image. So when you're waiting in line at the grocery store, it's already familiar to you. You're like... Well, who was the next sexiest man? I got to buy the movie. I got to buy the magazine and find out.
If you got the Bruce Jenner, you should send it to PSA, right? Because that's definitely got to be a collector's item.
Oh, man.
Bruce Jenner does not exist.
What on the cover of what?
Wheaties.
Oh,
remember the
Oh,
he,
yeah.
He was big on that one, the triathlon he won. I forget what year
but
it is.
But you know what now? It's like used to you had to put in a pretty steady career to get like a big dog endorsement or whatever.
Yeah.
And now... I see, and I know this because I follow WNBA now. Shut up. Is that Angel Reese has her own Angel Reese's Puffs cereal.
She probably...
With her on the box. I know. I wouldn't want to be a woman on anything that Puffs on it.
Well, she probably complained enough to where they finally just gave it to her.
What do you mean?
She's a real malcontent in the league.
Oh, no.
And she gets called out.
She's a CM Punk of the WNBA.
She gets called out from... former players, Other celebrities that...
Well, you fall on it more than I am.
Well, I just say...
You know that from college basketball more, you think? Or is it still in her pro career?
Well, look, the league is the most popular it's ever been.
Oh, yeah.
And it's deep, too. So, you know, pop culture-wise, you kind of hear a lot about it. But there are other celebrities that call her out by saying she might use the race card a little too much.
Oh, wow.
Because they wanted, you know, it's like the her and Caitlin Clark rivalry.
Oh, well, yeah, that for sure.
She's like, why am I not getting these opportunities, you know? Well, you didn't, you know, set the career scoring record for points in college basketball.
You know, I've never asked who my favorite WNBA team is, but if I were, I would want to say the L.A. Sparks, just for the, you know, the obvious reason being Cam Brink. But, oh, God, you know, well, hold on, let me read this.
Oh, God, update.
Oh, I'm not answering. Big Brown, how dare you?
Dang it,
sent me a joke I almost literally just read without even thinking.
You got like a...
What's up, Big? He's up and listening early.
You got a dream team of like Spank Bank players you want to go to?
But I was going to say Indiana Fever. That's Caitlin Clark, but now they got my girl Sophie Cunningham. They traded for her, and like she's a badass.
There's a lot to...
I figured out with me, and this is probably quite sexist, but I'm going to say it. Like, I respect the athleticism of like Caitlin Clark and stuff. She's hard to look at.
And oh, really?
In my opinion. But when you've got like a Cam Brink or like a Sophie Cunningham or even a you said one day when I said this name, you're like, you're making up names now. Her name's J.C. Sheldon. Freaking...
Dawana Bonner.
So good, but then, like, you know, like I've said before, if a lot of the UFC fighters never fully, like, get over in America as far as being, like, name names because they don't learn our culture and at least try to... And this is going. I mean, I hope this isn't taken the wrong way. I'm just talking like business wise. If they don't learn like to speak English, and everything has to be translated and stuff, like imagine Ohtani if he could just come out and grab a mic and just start talking.
Well, yeah, which look,
and I don't mean that in a bad way. I really don't. I just mean to be like if Shaq was from Uganda and couldn't talk, but he's still Shaq and he's great, but he's not. The charismatic Shaq that we know and love, then he's not Shaq. They wouldn't have even made Blue Chips.
It hurts Nakamura, and it hurt. I'll argue that it hurt. Oscar to an extent too.
Oh yeah.
You got to learn the language to cut those promos.
Yeah, and I mean,
it's what just, we doing, folks?
It's very important. I mean, it really is. And then, but you know, like.
God, you got me wishing there was a pregnant basketball league.
Oh, right? Lord. That's probably,
let me see your stomach. It's
probably not safe.
really
somebody would accidentally dunk a baby.
Somebody's water break at the foul throw line.
You grabbed the wrong ball. Well, not like that, but I mean, you know, pregnant tummy.
Post up.
There better not be any I don't know that there is. Is it? There's not any transgender WNBA players.
I don't know.
Or NBA players. How long ago did Juwan Mann come out? I mean, they just prepped us for all this, didn't they?
I still don't know what trans means. If you tell me you're a trans man, I don't know what that means. Are you trying to be a man, or were you already a man?
I mean, that's a very honest, solid question. And, is it past tense or transitioning? You know what I mean?
Yep. Like, I mean, show me what you got, and then, like, that would help me.
Drop trowel.
Let me see what you're working
with. Show me a before and after, and I...
Like, you know, you can live how you want to live. It's just, I don't know what it means.
Yeah. And there's... But then, even when a member of the community might try to explain it, then other people in the community are like, no, that's not what that means. And then that causes, like, the infighting of the let me see if I can remember. LGBTQ plus.
I think it's LGBTQIA, right? Whatever that is.
Plus Hulu. Plus Hulu.
I just found out what cisgen means. That's like what you were when you were born. That's your cisgen. Like I was a dude. Still am a
dude. What is that short for? What is the first part? I get gender.
I don't know.
Assist.
Cisgen. CIS.
I don't know. I've never. What have you read that on or seen it on?
I heard somebody say it and I had to look it up. Because somebody said.
Dude, I do that all the time.
That's your cisgen.
Like, what is it? I keep hearing this little word being said a lot. What does this mean?
It refers to individuals whose gender identity aligns with the sex they were assigned at birth.
Okay.
What, yeah. So they identify as the gender they were initially perceived as?
But how did the, like, assigned, like, I know what that would mean to me, but to...
So we're, you and me are cisgen people?
Thank you.
I guess we are, according to this.
Well, if not, I should be in the circus.
Man, this is... Look, just whip it out and say, hey, man, check it out.
Or marry, maybe... This is, the sarcasm would be lost if I said that. I was going to say maybe wear like a little lapel pin. You know? Just,
I mean, come on.
Are you a Prince fan, or are you trying to tell me your orientation? You know, because of the symbol.
Because some women have mustaches, and that's confusing already.
Yeah, I know. And but
I mean, like, pronounced.
Yeah, oh, I know. And it will usually, it won't be like a mustache as much as it's like they'll grow the handlebars only.
It's place just, I used right, to get my oil changed.
Right there, the handlebar?
Close.
And just have like little, like, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, hold the corner of your mouth and just imagine a little bit of hair there.
Kind of like a, you know, like an old Japanese man would have.
Like old baby hair. It's real fine. Like when I was a kid, I had like hair on my neck, and it was woolly. I mean, it was like, that's your fine baby hair. And I'm like, well, shave it off. No, it'll grow back thicker then. You'll have
oh, what a trick.
Was it a trick?
Yeah, like, you know, if you shave it, it'll grow back thicker, and hair on your palms. And
yeah, it certainly didn't work on the bottom of my feet. You know, I didn't get a response from him. I'm just giving everybody real time here, because now people are texting in. God, is she okay? I said, what do you mean not feeling well? And she didn't respond.
I got a text. I wonder if it's from her or trying to talk to you.
Well.
Or it could be a spam. Like, it could be an unsolicited nude.
It could be. Why can't they figure that out? They can say possible spam on the phone call, but when the text is like, I don't know. It might be UPS. It might be.
Like, I appreciate you, you know, cutting the trees down, Duke, but I don't need alerts all the time.
You know, it's funny you say that, the word Duke, because I was looking over some of the news here in case Paige is not in when we come back. But I did not know this. Now, you probably did, because you keep up with the, it seems, culture a little bit better as far as, like, the new trendy stuff.
Tried to.
But back in my day,
Chinderagua.
Double Dragon was a video game. But nowadays, Double Dragon is a slight medical term.
Oh, no. Really? It's not a game?
It is a game, but it's also like a you know, a loose term for a medical situation.
Because Double Dragon versus Battletoads is one of the greatest games ever.
It's like if your grandma ever said, I got to go to the doctor's appointment to get my boobie mashed.
Oh.
They didn't call it what it was really called. You know, just some kind of little playful thing.
Get mobile mammograms.
Got to pull it up and lay it on the table, and then they're going to mash it down. That's the way my grandma would say. I'm like, looking at you. You sitting there and talking about pulling it up, laying it on the table. Ugh. You ain't got nothing to lay on the table, nanny. She's maybe a B cup. Who knows?
Full B. Full.
I'll text Mary and ask. All right. We'll tell you about Double Dragons and hopefully say hello to Paige. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Wow, what a way to start the morning. Good morning, I'm Paige, with you.
Hello.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. Well, Christina Applegate is in the news. And would you believe this has happened to her 30 times for a really gross thing? Have you heard of this?
Well, I have, because I read it a moment ago when I did not know it until that, though. It used to be a video game.
Really?
Back in the day. Yeah.
Oh, this is just so sad. You know, she has MS. Oh. Multiple sclerosis.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, this MS has been manifesting itself in a very inconvenient way for Christina. And she says she's been hospitalized 30 times in 3 years for a combination of vomiting and diarrhea. Now, I couldn't imagine if it's coming out exactly at the same time or what's happening with her. So she...
Probably. It happened to me the first time I ever dipped. We were watching Happy Gilmore. And
who's we?
Me and a few older buddies.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, you should dip.
Oh, God.
But they didn't tell me.
Kodiak, Skoll, Hagen?
It might have been Skoll.
Yeah.
They didn't tell me you... I thought you chewed it like tobacco.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they didn't
God.
Tell me to keep it in the lip.
Right.
And, of course, I swallowed some, so I'm double dragging it.
You ate the whole thing.
Well, I had a little, you know, not even a hog, really. Little chaw. But I didn't put it in my lip. I put it in my mouth, and it's like chewing on it.
Oh, you know? See, I did that first time. My dad chewed Red Man for years, and I remember we were in a Burger King, a Burger King drive-thru. I was like, Daddy, let me get some of that Golden Blend.
Oh, no.
Matthew, your mom would kill me. Come on, Dad. And I was in high school, I think. Maybe eighth grade. Anyway, I took a plug of that, and I put it in. I'm just like you. It's called chewing tobacco. So I'm like, He's like, hey, it's the way you do it, Matthew. And all of a sudden, honest to God, speaking of, I won Dragon that day. I opened the door and threw up in the drive-thru parking lot.
I've never
drive-thru parking lot.
He wasn't a Levi Gary man?
No, not even a Chattanooga Choo Choo, whatever that one was called.
No, even when I was in the hospital and I had...
I chew Commander Man now.
And I... You know,
is it called Commander Man now? Red Man?
I hope not. I think they took it off the they took the Indian off of the package, right?
I thought they left the Indian on and changed the name, but the font is exactly the same.
Something. They changed something for
I'm
sure.
I'm going to look it up. Go ahead, Paige. Sorry.
Well, because, you know, I can't take any opioids whatsoever. Because
we'll show you how.
I can.
It just, like, goes out, like.
Yeah, so it's called America's Best Chew now.
Oh, God.
It's in the I think this actually came up recently on the show, and we've already forgotten it again.
So I think if it's slowly coming out, I don't want to be gross.
Please.
You can fix that. But as far as, like, with me, where it's projectile, it would be water sprinklers with me if that happened, if I double dragged it.
There was, an Olympics for that. I won it one time at Hooters.
God,
if you were pregnant with a double dragon,
oh my God.
That'd be pretty hot.
Yeah, you also would maybe give birth early.
Yeah, hey, you got to cook a little longer, kid. Go back.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Well, her doctor told her that this is, quote, not an MS thing. But she's,
no, I was going to say,
she's convinced that it is.
I've double dragoned before. I just called it COVID.
Oh, luckily I didn't do it during COVID.
Like the first time when I think I had COVID, but it wasn't COVID yet, I was double dragoning in.
Were you?
I was double dragoning in a lot. Double dragoning in and not tasting anything. So I was, that's probably why I was double dragoning in, because I couldn't taste anything and I was eating awful food probably. That should have been the time when I tried like foods that I really hate.
When you couldn't taste?
Just to try it again, see if I still hate it. Should have had a spoonful of mayonnaise. Bunch of onions.
Onion mayonnaise sandwich. Yeah.
I know she's talking about
some of that.
She's talking about her weight gain now. She has, you know, issues with that now, with I guess something with the MS. It was maybe it's fluid weight. I don't know. But
hey,
it was
Terry Garr. If that's what she had, your face holds a lot of water.
Yeah. Nick's sister. But if you look at Selma Blair, she's got it too, and I don't think she has the weight thing. It's awful.
It's really. I had a friend that had MS, and it's just so debilitating that it's hard to get around. You can't.
I don't want it.
No.
So I feel for her. I mean, definitely, especially if you have stomach issues on top of mobility issues. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I like the term. I hate the fact that that she has what she has.
Because you're going to get dehydrated if you doo-doo a lot. I mean.
I know, and you got to, like, try to, like, keep fluids in you. I mean, that's probably, like, you know, what am I about to say? It's not probably. That's why people who, generally speaking, are alcoholics have to get on IVs a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because they're throwing up so much and duking. And they're like, I don't want to die here, so hook me up with an IV, please.
Remember that was Jelly Roll's big thing? He got the IVs.
They got 40 of them at night at group therapy in downtown Greenville.
Goodness. We didn't do that in Las Vegas. We probably should have. I know we went to an oxygen bar, though.
That seems a little
pretentious.
That kind of
dumb.
Actually, it makes you feel kind of good.
Don't we have one? I think we have one in town.
Oh, we had a hookah bar. That, to me, is also it's hard to get up out of the floor, too.
We went to the hookah bar.
You're sitting in a regular seat.
Oh, yeah, on the pillows.
I sit on the pillows on the floor. I'm like, yeah, I'll stay here much longer. I'm going to fall asleep.
Somebody's going to have to help me up.
Like, are we all smoking out of this? That's what we asked about the one in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, that's not good.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't a hookah either.
Uh-oh.
Like an octopus, but they look like Willie's.
That's what it looked like. Like Medusa sitting there.
Is this a gay hookah bar and you didn't tell us?
Oh, hell yeah.
Is this a glory hole that we're in right now?
In a dream. I'm waking up with a tube in my mouth. Whose is this?
Wow, let her go. Just pull that string and let her go.
That was it.
All right, Paige, thank you. Wow. I'm glad you're here and well and things are good. Well, let's say you're here.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the other well.
She's a single dragon.
Speaking of whales, Fat Boy, what is that was mean. I'm sorry. I know you love Hartford.
You were talking about, Whale, like the Wellness Arena, which is where they play basketball. They're not going to play basketball there today, but the tournament does start today.
Oh, yay.
So we'll tell you all that stuff.
Is that, I was going to ask this earlier. We were talking about WNBA, but is that called on? I know men especially will gamble on anything.
Yeah.
You know, she's going to be wearing a red dress today. No, it's going to be a blue one. I can tell you. Is that caught on, WNBA, and then also the, you know, the women's side of NCAA basketball, gambling-wise?
Not really.
No.
But, you know, it's – look, the WNBA is just now off of that 1 year of good exposure.
Oh, yeah.
That they got to build off of.
But, like, women's basketball, they I mean, that's been a men that are really big college women's basketball fans. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Not at all.
And they need the support, too, in their sport. Hell yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's just not like, you know, just buying their cards to, you know, shuffle to them.
That's not what I...
the support that they that they want. Oh, we got a baseball celebration. They got a college baseball player in trouble. I've never seen this before.
Oh.
But if you think about it, it's like something Kenny Powers would have done. Very hilarious.
God.
Does it involve a speedboat?
What's his name? Freaking Shrek? All right, we'll find out now.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports served to you by Bojangles. Give you this day in sports history. 1989, Major League Baseball announced Pete Rose is under investigation. We all know how that played out.
Yep.
Though now he's being looked at to possibly being reconsidered, being cleared by baseball.
Maybe a Kennedy Center honor?
Oh, would he get one? Would it still be called that is the question.
Fauci got one.
Would it be called Trump Center honor? Yeah.
I thought about, like, are they going to, like, call it the RFK Jr. Center Honors?
Biden had a bust of Bobby Kennedy in the Oval Office. I wonder if he gave that to Junior or if it's still in there or Trump's like.
Or was it his? Was it not part of the archives?
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, is it always in there?
Like, do you see the picture of Trump? I never thought about this before, but in the White House they have a picture or an alleged copy of the Declaration of Independence framed, and they have like a curtain over it.
Always heard that.
And it showed him like peeking in and looking at it and everything. And I'm like, I bet you that's not the real copy.
Of course not.
And because Nicolas Cage stole the real one. Everyone knows that.
Don't you know that?
But also, like, he's just, I would spend a day of, like, no press today. I just want to walk around. I want to take a nap in Lincoln's bedroom. I want to go down the Situation Center underground.
It can't be comfortable, those bedrooms, because the furniture is all old.
Well, they're smaller scale because people weren't as big as they are now.
Only one man was.
Why were the ceilings so high then? And, like, Lincoln was, like, 6'6".
A lot of the furniture's lower, and
Sting and Lincoln.
Says here, Benjamin Franklin was a midget. That can't be true. That's a comment on our text line.
So if the tournament starts today, if you want to check it out, Clemson will play McNeese State at 3:15 on, I don't have the network.
Are we able to say the word bracket?
Yeah, I believe so. Better can, say it now while you can, right?
Just don't say three-peat.
No.
No, don't do it. Also, Wofford's going to play Tennessee tonight at 6:50. You know, Furman's in the NIT. Let me make sure they're not knocked out yet.
But oh, Lord.
They took an NIT bid, which, look, for them is perfect.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean, when you don't make the big dog, that was always fun. So, yeah, we're in the NIT. So, what's up?
Because, I mean, they didn't – that's the only way they could have gotten in was to win the conference tournament.
It's like, yeah, man, I'm an Olympian special.
They lost. Damn it. They lost last night to North Texas, 75-64.
Who did?
Furman did.
Oh, they're out.
Yeah. But, look.
Jinxed them.
They had a good year. Good record.
Yeah.
On the rise. Wait, let me see. Chattanooga, I think, sent it to them. I'm sure they played good.
Does Furman have a young lady by the name of Frankie Selvey?
God, they should.
Little Frankie.
Wow, man. Tuesday night, Chattanooga beat Middle Tennessee in three overtimes.
That's huge.
Wow.
109-103. Go Mocs. Look at that.
We're doing your breaking sports news from 48 hours ago.
I forgot all about the NIT.
Well, most people usually do.
Yeah. Let's talk about this on the way out here. This Michigan baseball player who got himself into a little bit of trouble over a celebration. This is genius. I've never seen it before. He slides into third base. So, he's safe. How does he celebrate? What do you think he does?
Crotch chop.
Yeah. No, that's a good guess.
did he give the third baseman a stunner?
No. Ooh. He didn't do either or. What he did was he stayed down. After he slid into third base, he went to the chalk line and started snorting it like it was a big line of cocaine.
Wow. Yep.
He got in trouble
for
that
one.
Sounds
like something Jackie Robinson would have done when he stole home.
How has nobody ever done that before?
Was he kidding, or what was he doing?
I don't know. Let it happen, though, man, because baseball needs that showmanship back of this gentleman's game. Like, don't treat baseball like it's the Masters.
Can you see it from your
Turn
what Paige can see.
He's kidding.
Yeah, did you imagine? I bet you Otis Nixon just smiled so big when he saw that.
Big Oat! He had a birthday not too long ago, Otis.
Wonder how he celebrated.
He probably celebrated a golf tournament somewhere.
From here to Knoxville.
Yeah, we got it.
I guess falling people don't line. Have a sense of humor.
Good luck, Tennessee and Wofford. Georgia's in it, too. Good luck to them. Good luck, Clemson.
Yeah.
You know, other local teams that are in it.
Others.
Many others. Many others. Not South Carolina. Men.
Sorry. Sorry.
Women are there.
Our women are there. That's fine.
As long as we have we're representing somewhere.
Representation of sex.
You heard right, stud.
And the Lady Cox, once again. All right. Thank you, Fat Boy. Folks listening, we're just 35 minutes away. So it's Thursday, and you know what that means. Mm-hmm. 35 minutes away. Facebook fussing.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.